Armageddon Part 4. Again, Revelation 16:16, they gathered them together to the place which in Hebrew is called Armageddon. Again, we go back into Hebrew history. This time we go to Judges, the 6th and 7th chapters, and we're talking about the experience of Gideon and the forces of Midian. By the way, Megiddo, Valley of Megiddo, the word Megiddo means destruction. It comes from the root Hebrew word Gadah. And in the Bible, we find in chapter 6 of Judges that the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, his name was not Gideon yet, and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O valiant warrior." He must have looked around like, "Who is this angel talking to? It can't be me." And Gideon said to him, "Oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, then why all these things happen to us? And where are his miracles?" And so on. And the angel said to Gideon, "Gather the forces. God is going to destroy the Midianites through you, through his mighty hand." Now, the word Gideon also comes from the root word Gadah. And that's why the angel said valiant warrior. Gideon was a destroyer going to fight a battle in the valley of Megiddo called Jezreel in this story, which means destruction. It's dangerous to go against God's people in the valley of destruction when they are led by the destroyer. By the way, who do you think gets destroyed when you go up against God's people? Well, of course, we know the story. Gideon was reluctant. He said, "How do I really know this is going to work out?" And so he came up with a plan. He put the fleece out twice. By the end of the story, once the fleece was dry, the grass was wet with dew. And the other time, the grass was dry and the fleece was wet with dew. So he said, "Okay, I'm convinced." So God said, "Okay, gather your forces." So Gideon went out and called his people together, and he got 32,000 soldiers. That's a pretty good size army. But he was up against 135,000 Midianite soldiers. That sounds pretty tipped toward the Midianites. But God said to him, "You have too many." Now, I've pastored many churches, and I've never thought I have too many members. But that's what God said. "You have too many. I want those who are actually going to fight." So he said to Gideon, "Ask anyone who's afraid and trembling to return and depart from Gilead." So 22,000 people returned and went home, and 10,000 remained. The Lord said, "You still have too many." And if you fight with 10,000, you'll think that somehow you were able to do this. You have too many. And so there was a test put, and Gideon ends up with 300 men. God said, "Okay, that's about right." And so the men went up in the middle of the night, up on on the hill of Moreh, surrounding the camp in the valley of the Midianites. And Gideon gave them all clay pitchers and gave them torches and gave them trumpets. And he said, "When I give the signal, I want you to break the pitcher, allowing the torch that you just lighted to show brightly all at the same time. Blast the trumpets, make a shout, start running down the mountain." So sure enough, in the middle of the night, there are the Midianites asleep in their tent. And suddenly they hear this loud crashing sound. They look out of their tent and hear there are 300 lights. By the way, the torches and the trumpets usually led a whole platoon or a company of soldiers. So when they saw 300 torches and they heard 300 trumpets, they thought there were 300 companies of soldiers. Surely the Israelites had hired the Egyptians. And so they were in a panic, and in the dark, their flashlights, they couldn't even reach them, and they start grabbing their sword and slinging it around, thinking everyone was the enemy, and the Bible says they slew each other. 120,000 slew each other, and 15,000 ran for their lives, and Gideon went after them and destroyed them all. 135,000 soldiers destroyed by 300 soldiers of God. Again, we see the pattern. Armageddon. God fights for his people, delivers them, the enemy is destroyed. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.